Secondary 2, Text 6. As one of the senior students in your school, you have been asked to talk to a group of foreign exchange students about places they could visit in Singapore. You have chosen to speak about Singapore Zoo. This is what you say to them. I don't generally like the idea of zoos because the animals usually look sad. But Singapore Zoo is in a beautiful setting, and this really is a zoo where the animals look content. This is what the website tells you. Set in a rainforest environment, Singapore Zoo is home to over 2,800 animals from over 300 species of mammals, birds, and reptiles. This award-winning zoo was one of the pioneers in the natural habitat concept. What this means is that there are no cages, and that really appeals to me. For most of your visit, all that stands between the animals and you is a moat. Fences are cleverly hidden by greenery so that, unless you try really hard to look for them, they just don't seem to be there. This creates the impression that you are actually seeing the animals up close. The animals there are certainly very special. There are beautiful white tigers and some of the biggest crocodiles I've ever seen. The orangutan habitat is one of the biggest exhibits and definitely unique. Two areas, an island and a boardwalk complete with tall trees and thick vegetation, have been created for visitors to view these fascinating creatures. The shows and feeding sessions continue throughout the day, and I found them entertaining. You can pay to be photographed with various creatures, and a zoo tram takes you past all the major exhibits. But the best thing for me is the night safari. The zoo is set up so that you can see a variety of nocturnal animals under a simulated full moon. It has an eerie feel to it and is really worth experiencing. It's not surprising that this zoo has won awards. If you haven't been already, then you must go.